There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Baseball predictions made brighter. Join the Born in a Ballpark Challenge presented by Blue Moon to compete free for cash all season. Enter weekly prediction pools to fight for your share of $62,000 in total cash prizes. Head to DraftKings.com/Blue Moon to join the action. Blue Moon made brighter. 21 and over. See DraftKings.com for details.
All right, Pauly, let's start this hour talking some Major League Baseball. It's been a hell of a season. It was a great weekend, and we had basically an epic four-game set between the Astros and the Yankees in the Bronx, and Jensen Lewis joins the show now, MLB Network Radio, to talk about all of it. Jensen, good morning. Thanks for the time today. How are you?
Good morning, boys. Always great to be with you. Thanks very much.
You bet. Going in, like, we knew that the Astros were, like, on paper, potentially like the second best team in the American League behind the Yankees. But, and I don't want to completely overreact here, but after what you watched in those four games, I think you'd have to call the Astros the biggest challengers to the Yankees in the American League. Yeah.
Yeah, Mitch, I think that's fair. And by rights, I mean, if Presley doesn't give up the home run to Aaron Hicks, you know, early in that series, then, you know, maybe Houston's looking at an opportunity to sweep that series in the Bronx and really make quite the statement. And then you have Aaron Judge do Aaron Judge things yesterday, which was remarkable. And I would say that if you're looking at it from a futures perspective right now, no question that Houston is there. I think the Yankees still have some questions to answer in their rotation for the back half of this season. I still think Houston's lineup, as far as their offense, has yet to really click on all cylinders. And you just wonder, in a seven-game series, if these two teams end up matching up, you wonder if Houston has enough depth to outlast the Yankees. And I think, as they're currently constructed, that's probably the one team that does at the moment. But we'll wait and see how the rest of the season plays out.
Well, here, I don't think this part of it is going to be an overreaction, because I think the Astros, Jensen, are going to come away from that series feeling pretty good when they could have been feeling incredible. And that is based on what happened with the bullpen blowing two games like that. Like, they, looking ahead in October, they have to be talking about, like, look, if we have a two-run lead in the ninth, we have to shore this up. We have to have an absolute stud come out and close the door on this team. Don't you think, based on what happened in those two losses, they have to do something about the bullpen?
Yeah, and ironically, because, you know, Stanek has actually been very good for them. Hector Neris, coming over from Philly, was going to be a guy that they could hopefully rely on there in a seventh or eighth inning role. Rafael Montero has been outstanding all year long for them. I know he had pitched 3 days in a row heading into Friday and Saturday. But I think Presley will be fine. And Phil Maton is probably not going to be pitching in those late game situations, because I'm with you. I believe at the trade deadline, they're going to go find an arm, whether it's a David Bednar from Pittsburgh. I realize the Pirates are saying they're not going to trade him, but that closer type where you can kind of team it up with Ryan Presley and have two guys at the back end there that, from a matchup standpoint, you feel pretty good that the eighth and the ninth inning are pretty much locked down.
A big series starts tonight in Toronto. And where are you at with the Red Sox, who are 19-4 in June, and all of a sudden maybe could make some moves at the deadline if they could make some noise in October?
Paulie, I'll tell you this, in covering Cleveland every day, we couldn't be happier to get them out of here. And I don't think any hotel rooms are available if they want to come back. My goodness, what a juggernaut they've been in June. It really has come down to their starting pitching. And I mean, to be honest, they're only going to get better, I think, in that department as far as health is concerned. We know Chris Sale is on the mend there. They're going to have an opportunity, I think, at the deadline now to be able to really reassess. You guys, they were 10-19 at the beginning of the season, and now they're just gangbusters. As you said, they've won seven in a row. The offense is really starting to round into form, but a lot of this is predicated on their pitching. And there's another team that at the deadline you would assume finds a way in the back end of their bullpen to go get a quality impact arm. I realize Tanner Houck and Jaron Duran not going to be able to play in this series because they're not vaccinated in Toronto. And that might be something, guys, just think about it from an American League perspective. As we move forward, if Toronto continues to play well, you know, who are these guys that are going to consider, you know, getting the shot to be able to play in the postseason? Because let's face it, you know, if Boston continues to play where they are, they still have a couple of impact guys that are not vaccinated that won't be able to play up there.
That's a great point, yeah. Because with the new format, if you have to go to Toronto, all three games would be there in the first round.
Right.
That's an excellent point. So you were hot, too. They had won 17-22, and then you got swept at home by the Red Sox, but it's a great story. And you start that key series at home in a five-game set against Minnesota. What do you think here if Cleveland can make the playoffs and if Ramirez can keep up this hot streak and carry him?
Yeah, Paulie, I mean, just a couple of weeks ago, Guardians were, what, 6-1 in some places to win the Central. They're all the way down to plus 225.
Yeah.
The White Sox finally are not the favorites anymore. I know now that the Twins and the White Sox are all plus money as far as teams that are there to win the Central. Here's the intriguing part about Minnesota, and I think we were talking about it. You know, they just lost their pitching coach. They've got a group that's actually throwing the ball pretty well. I mean, their rotation doesn't strike out a lot of guys, but they keep the ball in the ballpark. They're about league average at that point. The back end of their bullpen has been about league average. It's been their offense that really has been able to come up with some clutch hits. They've been able to hit some home runs and some timely spots. But right now, you're right. This is another showdown series. Cleveland took 2 of 3 in Minnesota last week. And now you get 5 games in 4 days because you get one of the makeups in the doubleheader tomorrow. It's a day-night doubleheader because of the lockout and you know, having to reschedule those games in that first week of the season. So a rematch of Sonny Gray and Tristan McKenzie tonight. It's going to be fascinating to see how Sonny Gray does here. He's always been a guy that's pitched against Cleveland very well, regardless if he's been in Oakland, if he's been in New York. I think for McKenzie, you know, he's given up 14 home runs this year, guys. 12 of them have been solo home runs. So it's not like he's getting beaten to a pulp when he gives up the long ball, but he has been giving up some more home runs. So he's got to keep the ball in the ballpark. You got to keep a rise in Buxton off the bases, and Buxton didn't play in a couple of those games against Cleveland last week. So what a series. It's going to be a really, really intriguing one for the top of the AL Central.
Yeah. It's okay if you don't have a strong answer on this, because I can't remember it happening, but you're in first place and your pitching coach quits and he takes a college job. I mean, this is lunacy.
The pay must be really damn good.
Yeah.
For he is a huge fan of jambalaya, and that's all it is, because I haven't seen it. And I know some of the trends, Paulie, have been to actually have major league staffs want to hire, you know, some of these college pitching coaches that have been really diverse and creative in developing arms here. But I don't think I've ever heard it the other way, where a pitching coach decides, no, you know what, the big leagues aren't for me. I'm going to go back to the college scene. So, yeah, we'll see what it affects from a morale standpoint and how the Twins react to it.
Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Jensen Lewis, our guest, SiriusXM MLB Network radio host. So how do you size up the American League MVP race? A couple things here. Would you give it to Judge right now if the season ended today? And then what does the race look like? You brought up Ramirez earlier. Like, does somebody like Jose Ramirez have a chance? Does Yordan Alvarez have a chance with the Astros? Or at the end of the season, is this going to come down to Judge and what Ohtani ends up doing?
Yeah, and obviously right now, I think Judge is easily the winner if you hand out the award today. It's not surprising in that fact, with the Yankees being the best team in the American League and heck, in all of baseball right now. If you're looking at, you know, sort of a long shot here, I think Yordan, because of a lot of the advanced metrics here and some of the other analytics that these voters end up looking at, if Judge... Guys, we've been waiting here for like a little bit of regression, a little bit of slowdown. It hasn't happened. And hey, that's a credit to the player. And then Shohei just kind of continuing to creep up here, not only on the mound, but also at the plate. He has stayed really hot. I just wonder if people would be hesitant to vote for a back-to-back winner. And that's why with Ohtani, unless it's just overwhelming here in the second half of the season, the Angels finally come back to life. I don't know how he wins it. So, you know, Houston, as we talked about, you know, earlier, fellas, they're the easiest challenger to the Yankees. That's why I think Yordan, if Houston ends up passing the Yankees for the best record in the American League, I think you can make a case there because Yordan would have to be a guy that really, really performs well. And I mean, for all of us that have great numbers on Jose Ramirez and great tickets, we might be sitting there as an inexpensive coaster, if you will, because I just don't know. I don't know what he probably has to hit 50 home runs and drive in 175 to really overcome what Aaron Judge has already done.
Well, and Jensen, we have like a minute left here. Do you think that's going to be a thing with voters already in year two of this Ohtani explosion, where they could have some Ohtani fatigue already?
Yeah, I think they might. And again, it's easier to say, okay, hey, you know, the Angels were great to start and then they fell off. Ohtani's awesome, but they're not going anywhere. I could see, just from knowing a couple of these voters, I can see where they would say, listen, you know, Judge's the best player. He's had the best year. He's on the best team. We're just going to go ahead and go with that.
Oh, man, I could not imagine thinking like that. Anyway, you can follow Jensen on Twitter. He's at JLou50, again, SiriusXM. Major League Baseball Network radio host. Awesome spot today, as always, Jensen. Thanks for the time. We appreciate that.
Great stuff, boys. Appreciate talking to you.
Yep, you bet. There you go. I agree. I think as of today, Judge would win the MVP.
Yes.
But if you vote on this stuff, and he just said, we need to save that soundbite, knowing how some of the voters might think they could have Ohtani fatigue already.
Wow, if he hits 60 home runs.
Come on.
If he hits 60, shut it down.
Well, Judge.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's like 60 and he drives in 150 or whatever it is, that could...
He's almost at 30, so...
Yeah, right.
I mean, he's also getting big hits. You know, he's coming up with key hits.
This weekend only helped his cause, right?
That's right. Delivered in a couple of the games.
Yeah, two game-winning hits for him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Still, I mean, I could see that. I don't know, if a team wins 110 games and he's driving the bus and these other guys can't get out of their own way and they're still 10 games under 500.
No, I can see that. I can't see voter fatigue, though. That to me is not okay with Ohtani. If that's going to be the reason why. We will recap the betting weekend that was, a wild weekend, a great weekend. All these big numbers came in as well, with Win Some, Lose Some coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Okay, one of the many rules that we talk about on the show is have as many outs as possible and always be shopping. Look at this. Game 5. Stanley Cup final. Ruta to score the first goal was 140-1 here. He was 50 and as low as 40-1 at other places.
Is that right?
Think about that. 140-1 here. I saw the ticket. That ridiculous goal that Kemper gave up to start the game. Look at the difference in that. Not that everyone had access to Circa, but my God.
Sure.
I mean, it should have been, yeah, 140-1 Cassius. Palat to score a goal plus 265. Kucherov plus 195. At Bet Rivers, both teams to score at least two goals. Yes, minus 180 gets there. This is all game five. Lightning plus 170 as well. I like this prop. Would the Avalanche have a power play goal? No cash, plus 170. I think they only had one opportunity or two in the game last night.
Mm-hmm.
Game six, goal in the first five. Yes, cash is plus 190. Stamkos to score, plus 155. Correct score, end of the first period, 1-0. Plus 475. That was great. Exact score, 2-1, 33-1. Colorado to win in six, plus 450. Did you lay a game and a half in a series? Yes, plus 115. And an astonishing, did you see that when they put that up at the start of the third? McDonough mentioned it. This season, Colorado went 49-2-3 when leading after two periods. 49-2-3, then they completely shut them down and hardly allow any opportunities or shots on goal in the third period.
That's absolutely okay. So maybe the goaltending not as bad as you think.
No, he's not awful, but I mean, if you want to say
he's not awful.
If you want to say where do they rank all time, and is this maybe a top 10, top 20 team all time? I mean, that it comes back to, I don't know about the goaltending there. Didn't get past, but certainly he played well at a couple of games in the series and gave up some soft goals in other parts of it. Friday, unders went 12-4 in baseball, and 10 dogs won straight up. Tigers plus 150, Reds plus 175, Cubs and Rockies plus 140 in that range, Nats plus 135. All that came in. And if you look at all the late games, it's like the last five games on the card, every dog won. So someone must have hit a big ticket out there. Red Sox, 19-4 in June. Saturday, William Hill, they put it up every single day. Yes, no. No hitter. 20-1 cashed. UFC, Durden to win in round one, 7-1. Bautista by submission, 6-1 to win a round one, 5-1. Allberg to win in round one, plus 450. Curtis by decision, 9-1. Parisian to win in round two. He was 9-1. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. World Series of Poker going on at Bally's. This is a hedge fund guy who likes to cool off if he gets knocked out of a tournament and also likes to play the video poker. Well, this is really high debt, uncomfortable denominator. Look at that, Mitch. He's playing $125 a push, triple, double. He gets dealt three fours, it comes 4-2, $50,000.
Oh, yeah. Finally he had a good day then.
And then he hit another
one. Did you know this person?
No, I don't know. It just happened to Poker News, who I follow on Twitter, happened to like or retweet one of his tweets.
Okay.
And he hardly has any followers. But this guy is just, high limit king. Then he did it again.
Similar hand?
Yeah, he did. He's got a couple of aces. He's got the aces. Yeah, that's $10. That's $10 nomination. That's $50 a push. On this game, aces and a kicker pays the same as a Royale with cheese, $40,000. He did tweet, I was stuck $10,000 before I hit it.
Okay.
So you play it like that. I mean, look at that. It's out the aces and hits that and on triple-double. Oh, triple-double. God.
See, I have a tough time playing triple-double because I'm sure this is the way the game is supposed to be played. Like, I never get good cards playing. But that's part of the gig, right?
No, okay. Well, yeah.
I never get good cards, ever. So I'm like, yeah, this stinks. I don't have the time to do it.
Okay. Couple good jackpots there. Rolling on. What do you think of this? This is a Rockets practice. They've added a four-point line.
Does that mean that we're going to actually go down that? Are we going to get a four-point play in the NBA someday soon?
You think Silver wants to add that? How would you feel about that?
I wouldn't be
opposed to that. See how far back it is. They have a four-point line in practice.
I would make it deeper than that. I would say that it's got to be a little bit longer.
Curry does that for fun.
That's a layup for him.
That's
sometimes.
Exactly right. Yep. Now look at this guy. Couple dog videos coming at you. Look at this guy. Yeah, just chased off a
so
squirrel.
Good.
Hey, yeah, you want a piece of me? I did it. No problem. Hopping, having a good time.
How does a dog dance like this?
He is dancing.
Skipping around, yep. Huh?
Uh huh. Feeling good about himself. It's a good day.
Love it out here, man.
That's
and the
right.
Grass feels good.
Right. I put this under Winsome. I mean, it just shows you how dogs are better than we are. They're more faithful than most people. Lying down on the grave. Boy, oh boy. Mm. It's like that YouTube, that folks, that weeping husky after the owner had passed away and they were at the gravesite. It's like it's uncontrollably sobbing. Uncontrollably, the
President
husky.
Bush passed away at his funeral.
I don't recall that one.
Oh, the dog would not leave the casket.
Really?
You don't remember that?
I don't recall.
I think we put that up on the show before.
Very good. Look at that. That is strong. That's emotional. One lose some, as I mentioned. I mean, this is... The Padres have lost every start this year when Snell's on the mound. 0-7. My God.
To say this for the 473rd time, the Rays knew something.
Yeah, probably. Exactly right. Lose some. Max Homa. The guy's a very good follow on Twitter. Max Homa, the 508 tweet. He says, you know what? She's a 10, but as soon as the plane lands, she gets up out of the aisle with the bags and ready to, where are you going?
Yeah.
It's a great tweet. She grabs the bag, stands in the aisle the moment the plane lands. Yeah. Good tweet, Max. Yeah. What do you do?
By the way, we did get a lot of feedback on this last week and over the weekend from guys who are like 6'1", 6'3", saying, guys,
Rich?
I have no problem with
what?
That. I stand up.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. We're saying that
they're grabbing a bag. They're trying,
they grab the bag and then they try to rush forward when you can't go anywhere.
No, right.
That's the problem. Stand up. Do whatever you,
That's right. That's right. Let's go to a sports book in Reno. Thanks to everyone who sends these in. Keep them coming. We're living in a society. Look at that. Look at the gal barefoot puts on the, come on.
Both dogs.
Just puts them up on the chair. You know, someone's going to sit there. I mean, what?
And she's really, now look at that. She's stretching like the right toes out. See that, the foot? Oh, yeah, come on. Let me really get it home here. Feels comfy.
Let me get it
home. Right on the leather, yeah.
Disgusting. Bad beats, plenty of them. Saturday, the Pirates are plus 160. There's a theme here. Two outs, nobody on. They blew it. They got beat. Tough one. Yesterday, the Astros, plus 155 and plus a run and a half. 3-1 in the eighth. The Yankees are getting no hit again, but it's 3-1 in the eighth. The total's 9, by the way. And then they go to extra innings. Houston also had a guy on third with nobody out. Couldn't get him in. And then it's 3-3. Couple guys on. You know, a base hit, a sack fly, whatever. That Judge goes deep. 6-3 final to walk off. Covers the run line, pushes the total. I did open 8.5. I did see one 8.5. And for the guy who had $300,000 on the run line, I mean, how do you celebrate that? You want to talk about found money. You're losing 3-1 in the eighth, and it goes to extras, and you get the only way you can win is a walk-off home run with a guy on?
I mean, who knows? It's a lot of money, so, but, like, if I have a couple thousand on that game, I'm going to stop watching.
Sure, absolutely. How about the Braves last night? Even money. 2-0, top of the ninth, two outs, nobody on. Lux gets a base hit down their final strike. Taylor gets a hit, and that's the other thing. You can't just give the guy second base. Oh, Jansen can't hold people on. Mm-hmm. Every time someone reaches against Jansen, it's an automatic double or triple.
Yep.
And then Thompson has the base hit, and it goes to extras where they win.
Killer loss.
Matchup. Yep. Cantlay against Scheffler. It pushed, and Cantlay top 10. He was 6-over on Sunday to finish just outside of the top 10 on an easy course. He was awful. And Thigala, 150-1 before the tournament, 14-1 entering the final day. He was the leader going into eight on 18. And then the double bogey. My God. Win Some, Lose Some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now. Code 250MATCH. Learn more at BetRivers.com. All right. Supposed to be slow, but a fun weekend. 140-1 cash with the first goal in game five. And he almost get there in the golf as he had the double on 18. So that almost got there. No hitter, 20-1. Good baseball season. Hockey's over now. What a performance by Colorado in the third period. They only give up like three shots on goal. Something like crazy what happened in the third period.
And they gave up like, was it none right away in the game last night too? Like they did a great job controlling the puck. Yeah. FTM at VSiN.com is the email. This is from Sydney on Aaron Judge. Think about this stat. Judge has 28 home runs. The 1998 Yankees had 125 wins with the playoffs included.
Okay.
Nobody hit 30 home runs that year.
Oh, God.
I'm on baseballreference.com right now. Tino Martinez led them with 28 home runs.
You're kidding.
The same number Judge has today.
Wow.
Bernie Williams had 26. Paul O'Neill, can you hit me too? 24. Oh. Daryl Strawberry had 24.
He was on that team?
Did they pick him up midseason? He was a DH.
How'd you get in here anyway? It too. Oh man, that's something. Wow. I gotta be concerned though. I mean, you watched that series how the Astros shut them down. The starters did. Right,
Astros
there.
Are good. I mean, we knew that going in.
I should have swept that series. The bats were silent.
Up next, Derek Stevens, owner CEO of Circa. He brought up a great point about the NBA draft. Here next.
VSiN, the sports betting network.
It's Wimbledon week, and Bet Rivers online book is your go-to book for all tennis-related betting. Through July 4th, place a $25 wager on Wimbledon at Bet Rivers online sportsbook for a free $10 Bet Rivers live bet to use on any Wimbledon match. Log into the Bet Rivers app, and you can even live stream tennis matches right from Bet Rivers online sportsbook, and you'll love the daily house specials as well.
Okay, so thanks to Indiana Jet on Twitter and some people emailing the show as well, ftm@vsin.com, for the reminder. I was watching the game, forgot about it. But Jet says, Yankees run line guy needs to send a thank you to Yankees first base coach Travis Chapman. Judge thought it was a double that bounced into the stands. He rounded first and was about to walk off when Chapman told him it was a home run.
Oh, no, Robin Ventura?
That would have been a Robin Ventura moment yesterday.
When the cat, you're kidding.
It would have been a one run. That's it. That would have been plated for the Yankees.
He and thought it was a double and was going to turn around.
He stopped running after he rounded first base. I was watching it live. I totally forgot about it. Yep. That run line bet would not have counted. He reminded him, no, that's a home run. You got it. And he started to run around the bases all the way. Otherwise,
and the under would have cashed.
And the under would have cashed, yeah. Because it was nine.
Mama.
Yep. Thank you for the reminder on that. Yeah. This is a tweet from Martin Bands who says, hey, why no shout out to Gil, who follows us, Gil Alexander, on a numbers game for hitting Ole Miss at big time odds to win the College World Series. When Marcus Smart hit, he led it and talked about it the next day. I was unaware.
I don't watch your show.
I got to be honest.
I'm not aware of what everyone bets.
That's the thing. Like I didn't know. We're going to play you a clip in a minute. I was totally unaware of it until somebody pointed it out to me. I wish I could watch and listen 24 hours a day. I miss quite a bit. It might come as a shocker. I miss quite a bit that's done here on the network.
Yeah. I go home, go right to bed.
Yeah, we have unbelievably strange hours.
I'm running out of gas right now.
You hit Ole Miss? That's awesome. I don't know what the number was, but good for him on hitting Ole Miss yesterday. I was sent this from Ian. Evidently, Ole Miss and Oklahoma, they were the two longest shots on the board when the final eight started. They were each plus 950. Ole Miss and Oklahoma, yeah, two longest shots, and they played for it all.
Yeah, I don't follow this stuff, but just by looking at the rankings during the Super Regionals, Tennessee, number one, didn't make it. Bot Tech was top 10, didn't make it. I think Carolina was up there, too, didn't make it. Stanford was top five team. They were eliminated right away. Auburn got him, I think. So it was a funky year.
So this was the part. Again, I was now watching this live. It was pointed out to me. I thought it was great, though. If you go back to the shenanigans that we had last Thursday in the NBA draft, Circa Sports did not book the draft at all. And we talked about it briefly with Mike Palm on our show last week. But here's Derek Stevens on the nightcap here on VSiN, brought up a great point on why they don't like booking the NBA draft.
I group text with Jeff Benson, Metcalf, Mike Palm, and everybody. Really, I sent the text when Jeff sent. He went to minus 140. Like, this was about 8 o'clock last night. I'm like, what is going on? I go, thank goodness we did not book this draft. You cannot have a 20-1 dog go to minus 3,000 and then change things. So going back to your lead-in point, if this was the stock market,
there'd be some SEC
absolutely.
Fines and
what is Woj doing? I mean, you cannot change the market. This should not be legal.
At what took place on Thursday should not be legal. Derek's a very savvy and intelligent man. He knows what he's talking about. He follows all this stuff. You cannot have a guy who sends out that powerful with a tweet go on early in the morning, send something, and completely dictate what took place in the market. That would be illegal in the stock market, he said.
Yeah, but he was wrong, though. I mean, that was the other thing that was interesting about it.
Oh, I totally think Circus should put draft props up. Yeah.
Yeah, but he's also, I see the other side of saying this is what you're made of as a bookmaker, too, with putting this up. As far as the other thing about there's inside information, Robert Walker tweeted that out. Why do they allow people to bet the draft? There's inside information on a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, someone's going to get the information first about an injury or something. But this was, this again goes back to you just put up low limits to them. I don't have a problem with that.
Nope.
Okay. I think all this stuff should be available. Better Call Saul, Oscars, all of it.
Oscars,
yeah, I should
sure.
be able to bet in Las Vegas will Gus kill Lalo.
And create a prop.
I
like
absolutely
that.
Should be able to bet that. I'll tell you right now. How many people knew Paulo was going number one as opposed to how many people know how Better Call Saul ends because they have to sign NDAs.
Yeah.
Because you can't come out and just say, oh, this ending, I'll tell you.
No, that's
same
right.
thing. Game of Thrones. Game how many Thrones. People knew, right? How many people know movie? How many people know?
Oh, by the way, if legal sports books could have booked Game of Thrones, do you know? And with low
Can you
limits,
imagine? Yes.
You still would have had an incredible handle.
Because everyone had a theory on how it was going to end.
Yeah.
Right. And as long as you can't ruin it, and those people on the show, no matter who it is, the guy who brings you coffee or the guy, Jon Snow, Kit, whatever his name is. I mean, you have to sign an NDA.
Yeah. And who was the kid that walked away on the throne? Bron?
Yeah.
I know one person who liked him, who thought it was going to happen. And he actually would have cashed, right? He was a long shot on the board.
He was a long shot.
He wasn't the shortest shot to cash that.
Yeah.
And of the people who I talked to about the show, they didn't say he's going to absolutely be the king.
They did a marathon over the weekend. They ran season one. Oh, God, this show. So good. It's unfortunate what happened with the ending. But that's what you get when you hire kids who don't know what they're doing to run.
It's all time good.
I'm looking forward to House of the Dragon.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be spectacular.
Be fun, yes. But you made a good point, but there's a good back and forth on this, too. But it could just go back to low limits. I mean, you see these places that got, I know it can add up quickly, but a couple books, DraftKings, there's some big tickets out there because you had two 20-1s that cashed.
No,
25-1, Jabari going third, big one.
Yep. I mean, I get both sides. I get Derek's side, but I also am like, well, you can still book I get your side too. I get it. It's shenanigans, and this almost
I think everything
could
be
illegal, but I still think that they should put them up a little bit. Yeah.
And gaming does a poor job here. On what's offered and some of the rules that they have and when stuff has to come down,
But there was also big news outside of the Yankees-Astros weekend series, and you said that the Phillies are plus money to make the playoffs?
Yes.
I don't think
155.
I'm not going to be rushing to bet that because of the injury to Bryce Harper. Good tweet here from Jason Stark, 162 games, the last 162 games. 42 home runs, 55 doubles, 99 extra base hits. His slash is .324, .426, .43. 17 stolen bases and a 6.0 war. Guy has been just, I mean, he's the reigning MVP, off to another great start this season. He got hit, broke his thumb over the weekend in that weekend series against the Padres. And if you saw the video, you know that he was...
I was watching the game live.
Were you?
He knew.
He knew within 2 seconds, right. He knew.
I thought, are we going to have another brawl here? Like, I mean, how about Seattle? Double birds.
That was a real brawl yesterday.
That was a real brawl, but I thought something was going to happen. It's like, look, he's not, you know the guy. He's not trying to hit. It's a scoreless game in the fourth.
Sure.
He was just frustrated because he knew he broke his thumb.
Yep, and this is interesting, what Bryce Harper told the media after the game.
I kind of wish it would have hit me in the face. I mean, I don't break bones in my face, so. I mean, I could take 98 to the face, but I can't take 97 to the thumb, so. Yeah, I kind of was in protection mode a little bit, trying to get my hand up there and not let it hit me again. It's a bummer. I'm just really bummed out.
He loves his sport.
Yeah.
He has since he's been 14 years old, like every kid. Has never been burned out somehow, playing it, a zillion innings every single year. But he lost his cool for a second. And that guy actually did take, remember that? He took a fastball off the face. Was it last year? Hit him in the face.
Yeah.
Kind of bounced off last second, hit him in the face. He's like, okay, I'm good to go.
Two things. Now, maybe I could be wrong on this, but I was blown away. What? He's the Incredible Hulk, that guy.
Remember, he did the body issue. You remember that?
I don't remember him having Ken Patera arms.
No, he was ripped. That was a long time ago, but I think he had like a 10-pack or something.
The other thing is, I think they missed the playoffs. This is not they were going to get in there anyways. I know they're playing good ball since they fired Girardi. The Giants are plus money to miss the playoffs. What, they just lose that series at home to the Reds? Come on.
It's a bad weekend for the Giants.
It appears it's going to be San Diego, Atlanta, and St. Louis, no? Or Milwaukee, whoever doesn't win that division. Although I think the Brewers will win the division now. But I really have a hard time getting there with the Phillies and the Giants now to make the playoffs. It appears it's going to be San Diego, Atlanta, definitely San Diego, and Atlanta and St. Louis. I mean, the Braves aren't going to make the playoffs?
Well, my one question would be the two teams in the Central. I'd like to say yes to both of them. And Milwaukee's updated win total is, I think, 90.
Oh, the Brewers are – now it's way up there now. Now it's like 550 to make the playoffs.
Cardinals are, I think, 87 with the win total.
87.5.
Yeah, yep. So if the Cardinals don't win that division
– Brewers are 90.5.
I don't know if the Cardinals – that's going to be close.
That was a bad job by the Cardinals yesterday. You blew a five-run lead at home to the Cubs.
That and you lost 2-3 to the Cubs?
Yeah.
Bad weekend for the Giants, bad weekend for the Cardinals.
But I keep going back to the schedule. How many games do the Cardinals have remaining against the Cubs, Pirates, and Reds? That's enormous.
That'll help them out. Yeah, that big, really will.
Big. Mets, I love this. They're doing this every day at William Hill. The Yankees are 106. Houston's 97. The Mets are 96 now.
Yeah, I think it has to be.
That's awesome. And they do the Snow playoffs, too. Yep. Got that up there.
Up next, we will tell you what we're betting today with our in-pocket plays and a send-off to one of the best to do it in recent years. His sparkling ATS record rides off into the sunset with him. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it, take it, take it.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3 to 1 odds.
Nope.
5 to 1.
Nope.
10 to 1. You're up.
Here we go with our in-pocket plays. This was a common play for us on Friday. Got down on the Astros to win that game. That was Verlander going against the Yankees.
Yep.
And he won that game. The Astros did as well. Plus 120 came in there. And overall, the pitching for the Astros this weekend. I mean, Christian Javier is a nice pitcher. A no-no through six, a combined no-hitter with the team's 13 should have 14 strikeouts. Bad call there. And then to do it again yesterday and back it up with six more hitless innings. Anyway, so that's a winner today. I bet this on the overnight. And, I mean, my overnight betting so far in baseball this year has not been good. But this number is now up. You can find $1.33. There is some movement on the Rangers today. I still like it where it's at. I bet $1.26 on the Rangers. Perez against the Royals. Kid going for the Royals is no, he stinks.
Yeah.
I'll be quite honest. This number is a little fishy. It is. But I like it. I bet it last night at minus 126.
Winner Friday also with the Yankees. Against the Yankees, with the Astros. And Sandy didn't have much. But also, there was a routine double play. Would have been a guy on third with two outs, and they botched it.
Bingo.
So instead, it became bases loaded, nobody out. And the Mets got the job done and got the win. So that was a loser. And we cashed the Pirates plus 210 not that long ago. Let's go for the big one today. A's first five plus 245 against the Yankees. The A's are 7-1 on the road in Blackburn starts. The one loss, 2-0 in the eighth. Through eight, they pulled them. The bullpen blew it in the ninth. So he's personally 5-0 with an ERA of 1 on the road, and the Yankees are in a funk offensively. I'm going for it. What are you laughing
at? No, I'm not laughing. I'm smiling. Okay. I like it too.
Plus 245. Blackburn. And he's off a bad start, I like. 245. I like these a lot. Giants to miss the playoffs, plus 130. Baseball, San Francisco. A couple of reasons. I don't like how they're playing. Padres are going to get in. Braves are going to get in. And Ian sent this in. And other people mentioned this as well. The Cardinals have the easiest remaining schedule left in baseball. They have 40 games left against the Cubs, Pirates, Reds, and Nationals. They're getting in.
Well, my advice, don't have bad weekends like this.
Well, no, yes, I know. That was a bad job yesterday, blowing a 5-run lead. But to me, that schedule is so important. And the Giants, guess what? They have a ton of games left against the Padres and the Dodgers. And the Diamondbacks are no gimme, and they just lost at home to the Reds. So
that was
Cardinals find a way with this easy schedule.
That was an ugly weekend.
Yes. And I bet the Colts to win the AFC South.
Okay.
I'm with Sal Pal on that too. I mean, Tennessee going, and that's a good thing he mentioned. Good note that they might just say, Tannehill, you're out.
Yeah.
And might midseason,
that
they might change
quarterbacks. That was a really good soundbite today from Sal Pal.
And that could go in either direction. There are some guys who are like, why'd you bench Mariota? I understand that.
Right.
He was playing well, though, Tannehill, but this certainly a disaster in the playoffs. And then 2 weeks from tonight, we'll run them all down. We'll have all the props will run down. Will Gus kill Wallo? No minus one.
Did you bet that here?
2 weeks.
Circa?
50,000. It was on the sheet.
Okay.
That was the limit.
Right,
on
the limit there on the app.
But you got to be excited for that. 2 weeks.
Oh, it's 2 weeks from tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Come on.
That's the 11th. There's only six left. In Pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern at BetRivers.com. So we'll have that. Then that'll lead into the House of the Dragon on the new Game of Thrones. And let me put you onto this, which also was on every Monday, but you can watch it on your own time, of course. Mind Over Murder, I think it's called. Episode 2 tonight on HBO.
Mind Over Murder.
Yeah, a murder in Nebraska a long time ago. And then Funky, about exonerated by DNA, and were they there? They know so much. What happened?
Mm. Are you good with...
No.
So you watch a lot of TV during the day when the show's done?
Oh, love it, yeah.
When you wake up from the nap?
Yes.
I can't remember the last time I turned on the TV in the morning or during the day to say, let me start a new show.
Really?
I don't know why I should do that more often.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, because I can bust out a couple episodes. Hell, it's noon. Okay, we're good to go then. But I don't do it. It's a good way to catch up on shows.
Mm-hmm. There's too much now. I can't keep up.
You can't.
Everyone keeps telling me about The Offer. That's on Paramount, I guess. Severance is on Apple.
Well, think about
this
how many...
is on Netflix. I mean, how much stuff do I... And then Mandalorian is on something. And then Obi-Wan Kenobi. It's like, I can't keep up.
So we cut the cord a couple of years ago. Okay. We're going to have to go back to the cord. How many apps do we have now?
Got it, yeah.
I mean, 15 that you have to have?
It's all right.
It's all right. Everyone is between $5 and $15 a month.
Yeah, just keep getting some Paulo bets. You'll be all right.
Okay, so I figured that you would like this, Paul, because we talked about this guy a lot. Like, only on a gambling network are you going to hear the name Bill Clark a lot, the head coach at UAB.
Oh, I love him.
I mean, unfortunately...
Who's done a better coaching job than what he was able to accomplish at UAB?
If you think about this, again, the program after the 2014 year went bye-bye, and he stuck with it, and they brought it back in 2017. They were 8-5 ATS that year, and they were winning a bunch of games. Shocking the world.
They went to the conference championship, I believe.
Yes,
the first
year.
Now, think about that. Yeah. Who in their right mind would stay? It's like, heads up, we're gone for 2 years. We're shutting the program down, that's it.
Yeah.
Now, who would stay? And if you had any kind of talent, who was still there? And he went to conference championship games 3 years in a row.
Yes, he did.
How that guy, it's back issues, so
it's
God bless him.
Evidently, it's like awful. Like he's got to get the fusion done, so he couldn't do it anymore. That sucks, man.
Well, Steve Kerr says whatever you do, the last thing you do is get back surgery.
Yeah.
That's Steve Kerr. But how that guy was never hired at a big,
I don't
especially
get
in his backyard.
Yep.
How did Auburn not hire this guy?
Okay, thankfully, voters actually recognized him and gave him the coach of the year a couple years back. He won that. He deserved it like 2 or 3 years in a row. But I think maybe he was just that loyal to UAB. So overall, if you look, based on, you know, back to 2017 when they brought the program back, ATS 8-5. The year after that, 10-4, tied for sixth best in the country. 8-6, there was a down year in 2020, the pandemic, 3-6. Last year, 9-3-1, ATS tied for third best in the country.
I had him that 1 year, 20-1 to win the conference.
That's right. And they did, right?
Yes.
Okay. So since 2017, and they brought the program, think about again what he was up against here.
Huh.
UAB, after they brought him back, 38-24-1 ATS, percentage-wise, that's the fourth best mark in the entire country. The guy got, again, thankfully, they recognize him as the coach of the year. Who could do what he did?
Well, it's a little bit different, but I remember how bad what SMU was after the death penalty and they came back?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's it, you're done. They shut the program down and they come back? and the guys winning, going to conference title games?
And this is why, to me anyway, you can always find like good coaches at lower levels. To me, like the recruiting stuff, you can separate like the recruiting and the coaching. Saban's the best of all time. I get that. I could use college basketball as an example here. A lot of guys are really good recruiters. Those same coaches are terrible with the X's and O's. And when it comes to game day, this guy, you could coach my football team any day that you wanted to. He was that good. Who is he recruiting to UAB? And to win, to be this competitive, to more importantly in our business, to cover games like he did, awesome job from him.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Yep.
And I hope the back gets better and it's, you know,
yep.
He can enjoy his life the rest of the way.
Yep. That's too bad.
Yep.
Great coach.
Okay. So, again, it is in the middle of the summer. It doesn't matter. There's really no downtime. We talked about the NBA earlier with the free agency coming up. In 48 hours, we could have an answer on Kyrie Irving.
God, I hope he leaves.
And we kick. Do you want him to go to the Lakers?
In the worst way. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, it's also by the process of elimination. Apparently, the Lakers and the Knicks are the only teams that have interest in him on that list. Why? You know why? The bad fit in Dallas, Miami Heat culture. He wouldn't fit in there either.
I would agree.
And the Sixers, please forget about it. I just want to see this for several reasons. If Kyrie leaves, then Durant's gone, and then let the insanity begin. Because as Zach Lowe reported on his podcast, almost every team is like, okay, we got to be ready because he could be available. And then it's, you can't dismiss anybody. You can't say, hey, New Orleans, here's Zion and picks. Hey, Memphis, here's Jackson and picks and Brooks or whoever. I mean, even Toronto, someone like that. Could he go to Portland? Could he go back to Golden State, which is fun to kick around? Not that it would happen, but you could just say, all right, here's Kuminga, Poole, whatever. And then I just want to see that Ben Simmons is then the last man standing.
That's it, yes.
That would also be
comedy. That's really what I'm hoping for.
Oh, that's high comedy right there.
And then for him just to say, I'm going to go to early retirement.
Sure, there's just no, I mean, if Kyrie just says, that's it, I'm opting out, I'm going to the Lakers or whatever, get me out of here, and it's ugly, according to Woj, ugly. Right now between the Nets and Kyrie, there's no way Durant's looking around and saying, okay.
How much is too much for a guy playing in his 16th year coming up and who is injury prone now?
I would, if I'm the Pelicans, I would do Zion. Absolutely, I would. Talk about injuries.
Oh, I would do Zion and I'd give up picks.
For Durant.
For Durant, yes, I would.
Yeah,
because the Pelicans could be they would be such a serious player next year.
Would you do Jackson?
Jaren Jackson?
They have a ton of picks, too, man.
I'd like to break down the entire Grizzlies roster before I have to give up.
Well, they're going to ask.
Yeah. I mean, he's worth a lot. I just don't know what would be too much at this point. You can't give up 7 first-round picks for him, I don't think. You can't go that crazy. Anyway, much more football tomorrow on the program as well. Fun. Good times here in late June. We'll see you then.
If you thought there was a sports betting offseason, think again. Our VSiN sports betting experts are working 24/7 to keep you informed on every sport on the schedule. The over pays the same for a baseball game or a football championship, and our team grinds year-round to help improve your year-round to help improve your year-round to help improve your year-round to help.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new season 2.
I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.